Here we are with Vermont Senate Pro Tem Becca Ballant, Democrat from Brattleboro, in office since 2015, and now running for Congress. So why are you running for Congress?
Oh, I really appreciate that question. It's a great place to start. I am running at this time in particular because I see that we are at an inflection point in this democracy. And so for me, the overarching why, the overarching reason that I'm running is because I do fear that the democracy itself is at risk. And so I am very much focused on protecting voting rights, making sure that democratic norms are upheld. And I'm also running on a progressive democratic, you know, labor platform and making sure that working families have the supports that they need to thrive. And it's a lot of the work that I did in the legislature here in Vermont, and it is the work that I want to do in Congress.
If you had to describe the political culture of Vermont, in other words, what would you say it is? Is it liberal? Is it progressive? Is it reactionary? What would you say?
I'd say for the most part, it is, progressive and liberal in many parts of the state. But I think what's most important to Vermonters is they want to feel like they understand their candidate at a personal level. And so retail politics still very much alive and well here in Vermont. And that was really reflected in what we got from Vermonters. We were able to garner support from some rural conservatives, some suburban liberals. I had former colleagues from the Senate who were Republicans endorse me. And I also had, obviously, Senator Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren supporting me. So I think that people really responded to the fact that I had been a teacher for many years, and I understand how to bring people together, and they really responded to the message of both being courageous in this moment and being, you know, kind to our neighbors, because Vermonters love being a state of neighbors, and I heard over and over on the campaign trail that people are exhausted from the Trump years, they're exhausted from the pandemic. They want to be back into connection with each other.
So what really differentiates you from the others who were in this general election?
The big differentiator for me is that I had a tremendous amount of experience. I had served in the legislature for years. I had delivered on so many important issues for Vermonters, from housing to reproductive rights, minimum wage increases. So I didn't just talk about the issues. I was able to build coalitions to pass legislation in the Senate. And I think that matters at this time when so many people are distrustful of government, that you have someone who believes that government can do good work for people, and I could show the ways in which we in Vermont were able to invest those federal dollars to support, you know, the rural economy, making sure that regardless of where you lived in Vermont, you are going to be able to see the impact of those federal dollars. And as I said before, I think the other real difference was I built a broad coalition, and we had the most individual donors, the most small dollar donors, a lot of donors who had never, ever given to a campaign before. And so that was a real difference from our closest opponent, for sure.
Well, Becca Ballant, I wanted to ask you about your role as Senate pro tem. What do you have to do in that job?
Okay. Here in Vermont, the role of Senate pro tem is akin to Speaker of the House. So unlike in the U.S. Senate, where the majority really leader is calling the shots, in the Vermont Senate, it is the President pro tem who works closely with the Speaker of the House to figure out what legislation we're going to move and when and how we're going to build those coalitions together. So it is the person who is looking across all the committees to figure out, you know, how do we deliver on this legislation that we have essentially, you know, campaigned on? How do we make sure it becomes law? And also, clearly, you know, as in all other states, the president of the Senate or the majority leader and the Speaker of the House has to work closely with the governor. So lots of working here in Vermont across party lines. We do have a Republican governor, and I really tried to make sure that we had an incredibly well-functioning government during COVID. I'm very proud of the work that we did there.
So a lot of people come to you and they say, can I have this? Can I have that? And sometimes you have to say no. How do you do that? Do you have a style?
For me, yeah. Well, I do have a style. I use my teacher skills. And I will say, you know, people have said to me over and over again, I'm perfectly suited to be in politics because I taught middle school for so long. So I know how to ask the right questions of people. So I don't generally go right to the no. I try to figure out what is it that they're trying to achieve, and is there another way to achieve it than the way they might be thinking about. And so that's something I feel like I'm quite good at, is looking at, you know, you want to invest in this program and you want to be able to come to an agreement with the House. Maybe we can't get it in this bill. Maybe we can do it another way. Maybe we can build a coalition that you're not even thinking of. So I always say to people, I'm someone who builds relationships for the long term. I'm not a transactional politician. I am always looking to see, how can I build a coalition that is going to help me, not just in this particular, you know, legislative question in front of me, but in the foreseeable future?
So now you are Senate pro tem. So my question for you is, what is your greatest achievement so far as pro tem and majority leader in the state Senate?
It's going to be hard to choose one, so I'm going to pick three that were incredibly important to me. I hope you'll bear with me.
I will, but you have 3 minutes to do it in, so that's a minute
I'm
for
gonna do
the
it.
Answer.
First and foremost, I worked really closely with the Speaker of the House to save the pension for public employees here in Vermont, and that will always be something I'm incredibly proud of. We made huge, huge housing investments in Vermont, and we passed some of the strongest reproductive rights in the nation. So those three things I'm incredibly proud of. I could go on and on, though. We've had so many legislative achievements.
Talk to me a little bit about, you know, women and whether women in this country are getting less than they should be.
Well, if the question is, does sexism still exist? Absolutely. I can tell you that. I'm going to tell you a quick story just to highlight what the challenges are for even women politicians like myself who are very accomplished. So I was at a forum the other night with two champions on climate, Congressman Peter Welch and Bill McKibben. And at the end, we were answering questions from constituents about climate action and the Inflation Reduction Act. And we're all in our groove. We each got, you know, a crowd of people around us. And someone came up to me, and what she wanted to talk to me about was that I needed Botox for my forehead. True story, Alan Chartok.
Well, I believe it. I believe it. People say to me, you have to be less ugly. So, of course, people pick on your voice.
Who are these people? So, but in all seriousness, I do think when you are, so I am a woman. I am also an openly gay woman. And I certainly have had challenging conversations with both colleagues and constituents about this moment that we're in. I do feel like women's reproductive rights are a proxy for, that battle is a proxy for control over women's bodies and autonomy. And I do think it's a very scary moment for the LGBTQ community across the nation. And I want to make sure that I'm using my platform to highlight that we need to be striving always for equity and equality across marginalized communities in this country.
Well,
and the work is not done.
Well, Becca Ballant, Vermont Senate Pro Tem, we are so happy to have you with us. And when we come back the next time, I've got lots more for you.
Thank you.